Well, let us pray as the song says. God, we come before you this morning and we honor you as our Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Parent. We thank you for this day that you have given us, and we thank you for the gift of life. As we study your word today, we ask that you will speak to us, that your spirit might move amongst us, that we might call out to you, Abba, Daddy. We give you this time in Jesus' name, amen. We have two passages of scripture this morning. The first comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the 6th chapter, and I think this is pretty familiar to everyone. Begins, "For your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Our next reading is from the book of Galatians. "Because you are his sons, God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, the spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir." May God bless the reading of his word. Hi, Pops. Happy Father's Day. When I am a dad, I want to be just like you. Love, Mike. Hi, Dad. At school, my teacher asked me to describe my hero. Chases monsters from my closet, reaches stuff that's way up high, carries me on his shoulders and lets me try to reach the sky, keeps me safe no matter what, and watches over me when I sleep, puts bandages on my cuts, and lets me make the car horn beep. I love you, Dad, in every possible way. Have a happy Father's Day. Love you, Trisha. Hi, Dad. I know you can't be here right now, but I want you to know I'm looking forward to the day I get to see you again. Hopefully we'll hang out. Maybe you can meet my friends. Happy Father's Day, Bobby. Hi, Dad. I'm not sure if you'll ever get this letter. I decided to try sending it anyways. We've never met. Mom said you had more important things to worry about than us. I've come to realize that I don't know why you weren't in our lives, so I've forgiven you. Whatever the lies were you told yourself to keep yourself away, I've forgiven you. It is okay. Sincerely, Jim. Hi, Daddy. Mama says you're spending this Father's Day with God in heaven. I'd rather you were here, but Mama says you are happy, so maybe I should be happy too. Happy Father's Day. Love, Candace. Dear Father, a father means so many things, an understanding heart, a source of strength and support right from the very start, a constant readiness to help in a kind and thoughtful way, with encouragement and forgiveness, no matter what comes your way, a special generosity and always affection too. A father means so many things when he's a man like you. So happy Father's Day. Thank you for being our father. With love, your kids. Dear Daddy, how does one even begin to express appreciation to one's Heavenly Father? You've been there for me since the very beginning. According to your word, you knit me together in my mother's womb. You've watched my coming and my going. And even when I didn't think I needed you, you remained by my side. You let me fall and make my mistakes and waited patiently for me to come running to you. Your wisdom will never fail me. You will never fail me. You are my provider, my security, my protection, my guidance, my support, and my help. You are there when I'm lonely. You catch my tears, hold them near your heart, and use them as a thread to sew up the wounds of my soul. You are there to celebrate with my accomplishments, Your laughter and joy is the blue ribbon on my jacket. Just as you were there at the beginning, you will be there at the end, holding me my hand and helping me through the transition, welcoming me into paradise. You are my God. You are my perfect father. I will praise you. Happy Father's Day, Daddy, your child. If you were to write a letter to God today, wishing God a happy Father's Day, what would you write? In today's passage, Jesus models for us a letter that we might write to God. And the way that Jesus does this is so simple, and it shows us that with simplicity, we can approach God, because we approach God as his child. Jesus begins his letter, "Our Father who art in heaven." And Malachi the prophet asks, "Do we not all have one Father? Did not one God create us?" So as a good and loving father cares for his children with a blend of authority and carefully chosen discipline, tenderness and compassion, so our God cares for each and every single one of you. And even though a human father may abandon his children, the Father who is in heaven will never abandon you or I. Our Father in heaven is not a human father. He is so much more. Have you ever noticed there's a bit of mystery around the children of famous people and great leaders? It's not often you get to see their pictures, and so when you see their pictures, like, oh, that's so-and-so's kid. Whether it's Hollywood or Washington, D.C., their parents work really hard to protect them from the media. And what's interesting is these children, when they look up to their parents, they don't see the President of the United States. They don't see a famous actor and actress. They see mom and dad. In the same way, when we come to God in prayer, we come with that same simplicity of relationship. Well, we know that our Heavenly Father is great and the Father of all, we still come with that simplicity of a dad and a child. We know that God is more than a human parent, and yet we can approach God as we would a human parent. Yet Jesus' prayer teaches us that our divine Father can provide for his human children in ways that our human fathers cannot. God can deliver answers to our prayer requests that we cannot obtain on our own. We need to bring to God those prayer requests that no human can answer, because God's the only one that can. In fact, before we even ask, God knows what our requests are before we bring them to him. God knows our every single need. And see, it isn't, there's more to it than asking about our need. There's a greater outcome there, and the greater outcome is the relationship. See, the greater need than what we're asking for is that relationship with God. So just as each of us desire to have a good relationship with a human father, our desire for a good relationship with our Heavenly Father should be greater. See, that desire for a good relationship that every human has with their Father, it's that desire that should draw us to our relationship with our Heavenly Father. And so we pray, "Hallowed be your name." Words of praise and adoration. It's also the words of a child, because children are able to honor their parent differently than anyone else can honor them. The honor a child gives a parent is not the same as an honor a colleague gives to a colleague or a coworker, or a friend or acquaintance or a person of leadership. There's a different type of affection and respect. So with the kids' sermon, we talked about honoring your mother and father as a commandment that's accompanied by a promise that if we do so, we will be privileged with long lives in the land. And so it is a privilege for us to pray for our parents that they might be honored, and for parents in general to be honored in their homes. But whether or not we pray this, we need to honor God in our prayers. Honor your father and mother. Honor your Heavenly Father. So then we come to the next part that says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, this prayer that's so simple is the yearning of every human heart. Do you hear it? That desire to connect with the good, loving Father, but then the desire for what is best in this world. Don't you want what's best for this world? Don't we want this world to operate in peace, in healthy, in good ways? And so when we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we are expressing that desire for our world to be better. And with these instructions, Jesus reminds us to pray with humility, to ask for God's rule on the earth. That we want God's rule in our present circumstances. That we want God not to just be our Heavenly Father, but to be our Father on earth as well. God's rule here and always. And in praying this, we recognize that God's will is good. God's will is desirable. Did you know when we pray, sometimes the answer to our prayer isn't a change in circumstances, but rather a change in us? So sometimes when we pray for that God will heal someone, or God will give us a job, or God will change this, that the way God answers is actually changing our own perspective, our own way of thinking, our own way of seeing God's kingdom on earth. So this leads us to this next part of the prayer, which is, give us this day our daily bread. Now, I don't know about you, but when I read that, I think, give me food to eat. Is that what you guys think? That's what I think, is give me what I need to survive. Give me a house shelter. Give me clothes to wear. Give me an income. I think of my basic needs. But there's actually a totally different way to interpret that. So when you look at the Greek, the language it was written in, when Jesus spoke it, he is saying, give us our bread for the day, give it to us today. So what is the day? The day is the future heavenly banquet. So we're actually praying, we're saying, God, you know that future heavenly banquet? We want you to bring it into this present moment and give us a taste of it. We want you to give us a taste of that hope that isn't yet realized. We want you to give us a sense of purpose today that we won't fully understand until we're there. Can you bring that future food into this moment to sustain me so I can get there? It's a totally different way of thinking of it, isn't it? So give us this day our daily bread. Yes, we're asking for food, asking for nourishment, but we're asking God, that future heavenly banquet, give us a taste of heaven today. Help me get through this day by giving me a taste of heaven. And the prayer continues, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive our debtors. See, this formula recognizes that when we forgive others, we see how beautiful that is. And so we say, God, we've experienced the beauty of forgiving others. Help us to experience that beauty too. Just like how I've written off other people's debt, as I've chosen not to keep a record of their wrongs, and I've watched how that has set them free, will you do that for me also? When I repent and I think differently in a new context, could you bring your kingdom here and make this new reality? So regardless of how I feel, I'm not going to expect others to pay their debt back. Could you do the same for me? Please, Father, don't expect me to pay back my debts. And God says, go make up with your brother. Give him a hug. And then it's like the moment's disappeared. It's past. Isn't that how it works with kids? You see them fight. You say, go give your brother a hug. They give a hug. 20 years from now, you're not going to remember why you told them to give each other a hug, right? That's what this prayer is saying. It's saying, God, just like how the two kids give each other a hug and no one remembers it 20 years later, will you do the same for me? Can you help me to give my brother a hug and just go on with life? And the prayer concludes, and do not bring us to the trial. So we plead with our Heavenly Father that he will persevere our faith for us so we will never turn away. That's what we're asking for. We're concluding that prayer that says, help me to persevere in faith. Help me to stay true to you. And it's admittance that we can't fight evil on our own. We need God's help. We need a Father's protection. Other ways to pray this could be, we ask God to spare us from times of testing of our faith. We ask God to spare us from hardships of life. We ask God to help us find a way around temptations of sins that we might not fall into them. We ask God to help us in the difficulties of work and lighten that load. See, the Lord's Prayer, this prayer that Jesus prayed to his dad, was one of many letters. Just like we read many letters at the beginning of the sermon, this is just one of many letters. It's not meant to be a what we do every Sunday, which is we say it exactly the same every Sunday, but it was meant to be more of a model. Like, this is how we pray. You don't have to use these exact English translation words of the Greek to English. But it's the concept that you're approaching God as your father and as a child approaches. And you're coming with humility and you're saying, God, I need your help. Please be part of my life. Please be my father. Please be in charge. Help me through these difficult times. Give me the hope of that future and help me to persevere to get there. What's interesting about this prayer, it wasn't a prayer as an individual. When Jesus gave it to them, he gave it as a prayer for the community. So let's hear it again. Our Father who is in heaven, holy, pure, and honored is your name. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on this earth as it is done in heaven. Give your church family today the bread of life. See how we release others of the debts they owe us. Forgive us as well. And protect us from the temptations, trials, hardships, and testings of this day and the day of trial that is yet to come. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Amen. So, if you went to the grocery store today after worship, went to the Hallmark display, looked for the Father's Day card for God, what Father's Day card would you choose for God? And then what would you write on that card, as we remember that God is our Father? Let us pray. God, remind us today that you are good, that you are loving, that you are careful and intentional in your discipline, that you are worthy to be honored. Remind us that you are the one who fulfills the desires of our hearts. Give us a glimpse of that future so that we can more fully live in the present in faith. Happy Father's Day. Amen.